Saint Simon and Saint Jude, Apostle, October 28. The first reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. So then, you are no longer stranger and sojourner, but you are fellow citizen with the saints and member of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grown into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 12 to 16. In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judah the son of James, and Judah Iscariot, who became a traitor. Sharing the reading, first the theme. Every reason is called to make a contribution in building the kingdom of God. To select people for a project, many of us have the tendency to choose those who have the same taste, easy to get along with, and having similar background to avoid conflict and to be successful. But the way of Christ in selecting people was very different from us. He chose people of different tastes, conflicted temperament, and different backgrounds to build up the church and to proclaim the good news. Today, reading one to highlight the role of eight reasons in building and expanding God's kingdom. In the first reading, the author of the letter to the Ephesians analyzed the legal situation of Christians before and after their conversion. Saint Paul wanted to tell them that they are no longer strangers or sojourners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Since they are members of the household of God, they can enjoy the rights and have a duty to expand the kingdom of God. In the Gospel, Jesus chose the 12 after he had prayed all night. These are people who had different temperaments, careers, and backgrounds, but were chosen for the same mission: to proclaim the good news and to continue Jesus' mission on earth. Second analysis. First reading. The whole structure is joined together and grown into a holy temple in the Lord. Third point. The legal situation of the Christian. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, But you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. The author wanted to point out the legal difference of a Christian before and after his conversion. Before knowing Christ, they are strangers because they did not know anything about God and His plan of salvation. They did not have any right of a member in a household or in a country. They are sojourners because they could enjoy a few rights but must leave the country at the expired date. After knowing Christ, they become fellow citizens with the saints, since they are called to share one kingdom of God. The fellow citizens must keep some laws and can enjoy some rights, but not all. When they become members of the household of God, they can have all the rights as members of God's family. However, as members of God's household, they have a duty to keep all the laws and to contribute to upbuilding the house. Second point. A Christian is a living member of God's temple. Once a Christian becomes a member of God's household, he can be considered as a stone of the temple in which the foundation is the apostle and all prophets. They were the forerunner who called all people to join in Christ's church. All prophets announced Christ's appearance. The apostle received their mission to proclaim the good news of Christ. They were the foundation because they sacrificed their life to protect the faith and the church. The cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. In the art of Jewish building, the cornerstone is the most important part. From this cornerstone, a house or a building is constructed. If there is not a cornerstone, there is no house or building. The author's intention is that Christ is the essential part in God's temple. The idea of the cornerstone is also mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. In whom the whole structure is joined together and grown into a holy temple in the Lord. The author wanted to say that as all parts of the temple are joined together and become the temple of God, all Christians must also live in harmony with one another in the church through Christ, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Together in Christ, the Holy Spirit of God bestows different gifts on all Christians for the purpose of building up the church, which is God's temple. Second, the Gospel. All night he continued in prayer to God. Third point. Jesus fervently prayed before he chose the 12. Prayer is one of the main themes in Luke's Gospel. One author defined to pray is to ask God for advice. Jesus' decision to choose the 12 is the most important decision for the survival of the church. Because if the 12 don't fulfill their duty, the church could not be survived. St. Luke indicated that Jesus prays all night. This implies Jesus did not choose the 12 as the whole, but he chose each person of the 12 according to God's providence. He knew each one's temperament and what would happen to them. Second point, Jesus chose the 12. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles, Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judah, the son of James, and Judah Iscariot, who became a traitor. We recognize the following from this list. First, there is no special person on the list. According to human standard, this group of 12 people had nothing special. No one is a scribe or had power in society. The majority of them are fishermen, poor and illiterate. Righteous demand to transform the world. This is to show that wisdom and talent did not come from the apostles. They completely come from God. Second, they had different, very different temperament. The most conflicted pair might be Simon the Zealot, whom we have his feet day to day, and Matthew, the tax collector. Simon belonged to the Zealot group. This group extremely hated those who worked for the Roman Empire to exploit the people. And Matthew was a tax collector who collected taxes for the Roman Empire. How could Jesus reconcile Simon and Matthew so that they became friends to proclaim the good news together? The second pair is Peter and Thomas. Peter easily believed and quickly expressed his faith before any other apostle, while Thomas hardly believed until he could see a roof. Third, all were weak and had many shortcomings. Peter believed and denied Jesus 3 times in his passion. James and John would like to become next to Jesus in his kingdom. Their desire caused jealousy among other apostles. Judas Iscariot was the betrayer. The apostle could not be awake with Jesus in his agony in the garden. All except John escaped and left Jesus to die alone on the cross. In his divine nature, Christ certainly foresaw all this, but he still chose and patiently educated them to bring out the last perfect result. Third, application in life. We have been chosen to become members of God's household. What did we do to contribute to the expansion of God's kingdom? God chose us not because we are wise, talented, or holy, but when we are still weak, sinful, and having many shortcomings. He would like us to follow right teachings and the Holy Spirit guidance to live as good disciples and to help others to welcome the good news. Amen.